With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is proposing fishing tackle restrictions on certain sections of the Flathead River. The move is meant to protect West Slope cutthroat trout and bull trout as angling pressure increases. Aaron Bolton explains.
Tackle restrictions would apply upstream of the Teakettle fishing access site off U.S. Highway 2 near Columbia Falls, FWP spokesperson Dylan Tabish.
And so that would include the middle, north, and south forks of the Flathead and those tributaries on those rivers. So anglers could only use a single hook on those sections of the Flathead River.
FWP says angling pressure has been increasing on all three forks of the Flathead River over the last decade. The agency says the proposed single hook measure would protect bull trout and cutthroats from handling stress and hook-related injuries.
And the population estimates for West Slope cutthroat trout in the three forks of the Flathead are relatively low. There's approximately 300 to 500 fish per mile, which is 2 to 3 times less dense than other tributaries of that size typically.
Larger cutthroats are showing signs of repeat catch as well. Angling for threatened bull trout is not allowed in the middle and north forks, but anglers can catch and release in the south fork and harvest 2 bull trout per season with a registered catch card. Angler surveys and catch cards indicate increased pressure on bull trout. FWP is asking for public comments on the proposed single hook regulation on the Flathead and other measures through September 15th. The agency will also hold public meetings in Thompson Falls, Kalispell, and Libby, August 20th through the 22nd. I'm Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.